From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House says it recognizes the growing public uproar over new security procedures at the nation's airports, and the techniques used by the Transportation Security Administration will continue to evolve. We get details from NPR's Don Gagne.
The so-called pat-down procedures being used by TSA personnel dominated the daily White House press briefing with spokesman Robert Gibbs. He said the TSA is, quote, desperately trying to strike a balance between security and privacy concerns that people have.
Our charge is to do all that we can to protect those that travel, but also to do so in a way that's, as I said, minimally invasive.
Gibbs says TSA procedures will evolve and may change over time. And he said policies will take into account input from passengers. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
A jury in the nation's capital has found a Salvadoran immigrant guilty of murdering Washington intern Chandra Levy. Her disappearance in 2001 made national headlines when her relationship with then-Congressman Gary Condit was revealed. Patrick Madden of member station WAMU has more.
Inkmar Gwandike was found guilty of killing Levy while she exercised in a Washington, D.C. park. The jury deliberated for more than 3 days and convicted Gwandike on 2 counts of first-degree murder. He faces 30 years to life. When the verdict was announced, Levy's mother, Susan, sighed and tried to make eye contact with Gwandike. And later, outside the courthouse, Susan Levy said the guilty verdict does not offer closure.
The results of the verdict may be guilty, but I have a lifetime sentence of a lost limb missing from our family tree.
The prosecution's case against the defendant was not easy. There were no eyewitnesses or physical evidence linking Gwandike to Levy's body. The government relied on a jailhouse confession to a fellow inmate. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Madden in Washington.
Despite only moderate economic improvement, more Americans are expected to spend the same amount or more on holiday gifts this year than they did a year ago. That's the finding of a new survey released by the Credit Union National Association and the Consumer Federation of America. But CFA Executive Director Steve Brobeck says that doesn't mean consumers will be spending freely.
Our survey shows that consumers are more prepared to spend money this year than last year, and a lot more prepared than 2 years ago. But we're certainly not back at pre-recession levels yet.
Group's 11th annual holiday spending survey found 57% of Americans planning to spend the same or more during this holiday season. Nearly a quarter said they feel better about their overall financial situation than they did a year ago. Stocks, after falling by 1% early in the trading session, managed to recover most of their lost ground before the closing bell. The market's initial decline came amid concerns over the widening European debt crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 24 points to close at 11,178. The Nasdaq was up 13 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed down a point today. You're listening to NPR. In Utah, authorities are continuing to search for the man suspected of shooting and wounding a park ranger there. Police say they've identified the suspect as Lance Arlano and say he may have been wounded in the shootout with a ranger late Friday. Over the weekend, searchers say they found a rifle, a backpack, and a bloody T-shirt. The shootout took place near a car belonging to the suspect. Authorities say the rugged terrain may have given the suspect an upper hand in avoiding capture. The wounded ranger is hospitalized in serious condition. Starting next year, health insurance companies that don't spend the majority of each premium dollar on medical care can be forced to pay rebates to consumers. That's under new rules issued by the federal government in relation to the new health law. NPR's Julie Rovner has that story.
The so-called medical loss ratio rules require most insurers to spend at least 80 cents of every premium dollar on medical care or quality improvement activities. For larger insurers, the requirement is 85 cents of every premium dollar. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, who unveiled the new rules at a news conference, said they'll make insurance better.
The medical loss ratio will encourage more insurers working hard to control their overhead and maximize what they spend on care. And that means better benefits for consumers and their families.
Officials say they'll work with the insurance industry to ease the transition to the new rules. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Government says it is keeping a close eye on how quickly rental car companies are moving to fix recalled vehicles in their fleet. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says at issue are nearly 3 million rental cars built by GM, Chrysler, and Ford. Federal Trade Commission is also reviewing a petition to try to force one company, Enterprise, to fix vehicles under recall before renting them out to customers. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.